seven richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only way. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead, them not dead yet. But when them think and tingle the people way, one day them dead, them not dead yet. So they'll find any way for them third world people like. But a small price to be paid. They think they're hurt feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. But when them think them tingle the people way.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, ambassador, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement, kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam right here, right now on this earth. This is for the recording date of Sunday, July the 28th. 2013. So, the synagogue of Satan, we don't love what they do. We want to destroy their power. We are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the Messiah people. We are Philadelphia. And it is up to us to choose to reject this wicked system so that we can be this door that no man shut. So that we can be this doorway to the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth. Verse 10 talks about being patient. Oh, verse 9 talks about these synagogue of Satan will worship at our feet. At this day and time, too many of us worship at their feet, but it's going to be reversed. We will be raised into positions of leadership, into positions of rule. But we won't rule like the synagogue of Satan. We will rule by the principles and characteristics of life and existence for all. But we will destroy the power of the synagogue of Satan. They will be at our feet. Read this for yourself. They will worship before our feet. The very least of these, the one who is considered nothing, the homeless one who has no home, who has no respect, that one will be raised, and the synagogue of Satan will be at their feet. All of we, the whole of we who are the poor working class masses of the people, the proletariat oppressed, we will be sitting in power, not for wickedness, but for truth, justice, and righteousness. But we must be patient because we're going against wicked forces. We must be patient that in our time of temptation, that will come to try all they and we who are on this earth, come upon all the world. And that word world, is that cosmos in the Greek language? No, that's not cosmos this time. That's another word, okumene, 3625 Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means inhabited earth. It means inhabited by the Greeks. in distinction from the barbarians. See how in that day, the intelligent, so-called wise, denigrated the so-called barbarians? No more of that. This word also means the Roman Empire and subjects of the empire. See, that reality will be no more. This modern-day Roman Empire, modern-day Babylon, in Christ, no more slave, no more slave master, no more oppressed, no more oppressor. Why? Because that whole reality is done away with, and we, the Yahushua Messiah people, by the power of the Most High, will transform this whole universe into truth, justice, and righteousness. That's what we're talking about, sisters and brothers. Overcoming all the temptations. See, that Zimmerman trial was a temptation to those six jurors, five white women, one Puerto Rican black woman. That was a trial for them and all of us. Will we continue to buy into the system? Will we continue to side with Democrat, President Obama, Attorney General Holder? Will we continue to side with the Republican Party and white supremacists, white skin privilege? Side with Stand Your Ground? Side with Alec? Will we continue to divide along color, race, class, ethnicity, region, so on and so forth? This was a trial to us, sisters and brothers. Can we climb over all of that disunity and become Philadelphia? Become David? Become the beloved? Become the keys to the kingdom? Become the doorway to the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven here and now on this earth? Or will we yet choose skin color, political affiliation, white supremacy, white skin privilege, ethnicity, regions and territories? See, we're facing these temptations, the hour of temptation. Verse 11, Yahushua says, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Yahushua, health, wealth, prosperity, deliverance, liberty, liberation is coming quickly. It's coming with God speed, coming in a hurry. The day and time of this wicked system is up. The power of the house of Rothschild is over. Oppenheimer's is over. Look at the masses of the people. We have been taught to look for the flesh and blood man to crack the sky, but we have never been taught to look into the definition of Yahushua, the definition of Christos Masia, and see the definition in the minds of the people. As the people rise up all over the earth and begin to say, look in Egypt, look at how the masses of the people said no to Mohamed Morsi, wanting to go to war with Ethiopia behind the wicked mentality of the Muslim Brotherhood, who do not seem to be Muslims to me, behind the wicked mentality of the Sunni clerics in Egypt to side with Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, CIA, Israel, Britain, so on and so forth, to go to war with Syria against Assad, break diplomatic ties with Assad, and kill poor working class Syrian masses, oppressed sisters and brothers. So the people rose up and said no. The people rose up and said no to the International Monetary Fund, said no to the International Monetary Fund coming into Egypt and raising the price of everything up so exorbitantly high, coming into Egypt, rewriting the tax code, making it a regressive tax code, incurring debt and usury on the masses of the people. So the masses rose up and said no. And then the military, I don't trust the military, they rose up and deposed Mohamed Morsi. I don't trust the military, but they said, no, we don't want to go to war with Ethiopia. We don't want to go to war with Syria. And they restored diplomatic ties with Syria. The various, is it, I can't call those fellas names, but there are various leaders who have been raised up to be the prime minister and president and so on and so forth of Egypt in place of Morsi, who have ties to International Monetary Fund. But there is a mentality right now in the Egyptian military to say no to the International Monetary Fund, and we are happy for that. But we tell the people, or we don't tell the people, we encourage the people, advise the people, watch the military. It is up to the masses of the people to take absolute power over the earth. Black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor, working class, oppressed masses of the people. It is our day to do away with all of these factions of power, and that we come together, as Psalm 8 says, to run creation, run the earth, run the universe for truth, justice, and righteousness. So although right now the military in Egypt seems to be doing pretty much okay, we say don't fully trust the military. Masses of the people, masses of the people in Egypt, you have the God Goddess power to rise up and take power of Egypt, and then all of us all over the earth take the power and run the earth and universe. See, that's Christ. That's Christ in the masses of the people. So, Christ is coming quickly. Yahushua is coming quickly. Hold fast. And these words had to do with holding to creation, holding to a portion of land, wealth, and resources, holding to some portion of the universe that the Most High says we have a right to hold fast to and hold to. And don't let anyone take your crown. Don't let anyone take your authority to rule. Bob Marley said, and could you be loved? Don't let them rule you. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them change you or rearrange you. We have a right to live. So go to hell if what you're thinking is not right. We have a mind of our own. The fittest of the fittest shall survive. So if they, the wicked, don't agree with this, hell is their abode. We are not happy for such reality, but we must teach this reality, because this reality is reality. Let no one take your crown. Let no one tell you, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, that you are nothing and do not have the right to rule over your life and your lives and our lives and land, wealth, and resources. Don't continue to allow the wicked ruling class and ruling families to denigrate us, divide us, and take the power from us, the power that would access us to rule and leadership. Teach your babies that they, from the womb, have the power within themselves to rise up and grow up to rule this universe. Away with such mentality of looking up to the king and queen of Britain, Queen Elizabeth and her family, put up on a pedestal, afforded all of the wealth and the resources as if they have the power and authority to rule, when they are nothing but a tool of the house of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Do you know that the Queen Elizabeth, when she goes to meet the governor of London, representing the house of Rothschild and the 13 families and the real power in this wicked earth, the governor of London comes as a slave master, and the Queen Elizabeth comes as a servant and a slave, showing you who is the real power, not the Queen, not Prince Charles, not any of his children. So why would you look to these who are puppets of the wicked ruling class as if you do not have a crown? as if you are not the glory of God, goddess Theos? You, sisters and brothers, take your crown. Poor working class, oppressed masses, proletariat, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Take your crown. Take your authority. Take that kingdom and queendom in your hands and know that you have the power and authority to rule. Let no man take your crown. Verse 12. We're talking about in this verse, overcoming this wicked system and being made a pillar. Being made a foundation, being made a pillar of fire of truth, justice, and righteousness, understanding that we are the true temple. This temple is the holy house, the holy structure. This physical structure is the holy structure, holy temple of the Spirit of Christ that is you and me, that animates this physical structure. See, this is science, sisters and brothers. This is the science that the African Hebrews gave to the European Greeks, that the poor working class in Greece, that they may understand this science of the hidden and unseen spirit of Christ, the hidden and unseen Amen, Amenet, the hidden and unseen sacred masculine and sacred feminine power that empowers the universe and empowers you and me, that hidden and unseen molecules, those hidden and unseen molecules, hidden and unseen atoms. We are the Adam and we are the atom. We are quantum physics, quantum mechanics. We are going into the reality of that hidden and unseen energy, that hidden and unseen Adam, that hidden and unseen power that is in all of us, making all of our physical structures the temples of the Most High, that houses that spirit and the whole of the universe, the temple. The holy and righteous temple of the Most High. So you and I must treat each other as if we are temples and holy and righteous. That mentality that you give to the mosque, the church, the cathedral, the temple, the synagogue, give that to each other. Become Philadelphia. Overcome this system. Pass the test. Pass the hour of testing, such as the Zimmerman trial, such as how the prosecutor and the defense and the judicial system and the president and the attorney general and the Democrats and the Republicans, how they are testing us, how this birth in Britain and England of the new baby in the line of Prince Charles and Queen Elizabeth, that's a test for the sisters and brothers of Britain. Will they continue to allow the crown of Britain to take their crown to rule and continue to allow these puppets of the house of Rothschild to rob them and us of the reality that we are the holy and righteous temples and that we house the very literal spirit of Christ within this physical structure that is holy and righteous and the true temple? Take your crown. Take your crown. And we talked about the new name of Jesus Christ and the new name of the Most High and the name of the city. And we talked about Yahweh Yahovah, the principles of life and existence, how we must live that reality, live the principles of life and existence for every human being. And that when we become Jerusalem, when we become Yahweh Yahovah, when we are in tune with that power that causes us all to come into existence, when we are in tune with life, when we are in tune with Jerusalem and become New Jerusalem and become the bride of Christ, this message that delivers the human family from all oppression and oppressor. When we become the teachers of peace, the double peace and teachers of peace, that's the definition of Jerusalem in the African Hebrew language. And that Salem, that word peace, means complete, complete peace. And to become the greatest, fullest, and most complete that we can be as a human being, God and Goddess, child of the Most High, Yahushua will write his new name on us. And we are saying, because of the teaching of Rastafari, Haile Selassie, Rastafari, as the new names of Jesus Christ. But when we become Haile Selassie, Rastafari, when we become Yahushua, when we become Christos Christ in human flesh, our names become the new names of Jesus Christ, because we will be living the principles of liberation, deliverance, health, wealth, and prosperity for all human beings. We will fulfill that reality of warning ourselves and warning those in power of the vengeance of the Most High on them and this wicked system. When we do that and conquer fear and overcome fear and overcome the divisions, overcome the top ranking and the low ranking, overcome white supremacy and white skin privilege and division politically and religiously and territorial boundaries and division. I'm thinking of my immigrant sisters and brothers who suffered the boundaries crossing them as Columbus, and they who came behind him stole the land of North America, Central America, South America from the Africans and the red man that were here in the Western Hemisphere. When we overcome all of that, we will be listening to the Spirit of the Lord. We will have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We will know no boundaries religious-wise. We will see all of us as churches, all of us as temples, all of ourselves as synagogues and mosques and cathedrals. We are the churches, the temples, the synagogues, the mosques, the cathedrals that must hear this message from Mother Holy Spirit, that Spirit of truth, that Spirit of justice, that Spirit of righteousness, that Spirit of wisdom, that sacred feminine along with the sacred masculine, that truth from knowledge and wisdom, the sacred masculine and sacred feminine coming together to produce us and cause us to be born again into our original selves. And I say this for Caucasian people as well. All of us, Jeremiah 1 and 5, had original relationship with the Most High Yahweh Yahuwah as spirit energy, Christ spirit energy, full and complete relationship, pre-incarnate of this reality in the physical realm. We knew the Most High, and the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. Before consummation, we had this relationship in pre-incarnate reality with the Most High. And we promised the Most High that we would, after the Most High prepared a body for us, come into the earth realm and lead captivity captive. Lead all of us who are in captive by this wicked Babylon system. Free all the captives. Free all the captives. Free all the oppressed. Deliver all the oppressed. Because we are the churches. We are the cathedrals. We are the synagogues. We are the true holy vessels of the Most High. And that scientific study of the energy that is housed by the temple, that is you, that is me, that's Christ's spirit that energizes this physical structure that is the temple. This is what Mother Holy Spirit wants us to know. She wants us to study sun, moon, stars, and planets, study the earth, study the universe. She wants us to take in this breath of life. She wants us to access the knowledge and wisdom that is found in our souls, And our souls are also feminine. Our souls will make her boast in the Lord. And Lord is Yahweh Yehovah. Our souls boast in the principles of life and existence for every human being. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us. And hath an ear, let him hear. Having to do with the faculty of thinking, the ability to use our brains and our minds to think and have control over our emotions, have control over every facet of our structure, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Why? Look at the Zimmerman case. Look at how our emotions were preyed upon and played upon, how buttons were pushed. The philosophy of white supremacy, white skin privilege, causing white women to choose to unite with their men who also adhere to white supremacy, white skin privilege. Causing they who subscribe to such wicked thought process to unite with the Republican Party and continue to believe in the system and believe in the judicial system. But don't think you have escaped, black man and woman, brown, red, yellow, man and woman. The same wicked forces the House of Rothschilds and Oppenheimers used the Democrats and used President Obama and used Attorney General Holder and used the NAACP and used the Urban League to cause us to think that we should believe in the system one more time, that we should believe in the Democratic Party, that we, in the words of Barack Obama, should accept the decision of the jurors and believe that America is a nation of laws. We say no. Listen to Mother Holy Spirit. Use your ear. Use this physical portion of your head that leads to that vaginal tract, sacred vaginal tract that is called the ear, that leads to the sacred womb that is called your mind, your brain, your mind. And that mind, that brain, operates on male-female polarity, conceiving ideas, begetting because of that germ of life called sperm that is actions within our mind, our action hitting an idea, causing that idea to grow because we have taken action on that idea, grow into righteousness and truth and justice. And so we are able to use our brains and use our minds to think outside the box, to think outside the system, to see the system as it is and see beyond these that are the puppets and the tools of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Let's go ahead and take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.